speaking to Mrs. Nelson?
Yes, speaking. With whom am I speaking?
My name is Abigail and I'm calling from the Au Pair in America program in Montpellier in France. Is this a good time to speak?
Yes, of course. How can I help you?
I'm interested in becoming an au pair for your family. Would it be possible for me to ask you some questions?
Yes, yeah, sure. What would you like to know?
I'm interested in knowing more about your family. I saw that you have three children. How old are they?
Yes, I have three children. Margot, my youngest, is 7, and then her two older brothers, Alex and Austin, are 11. They're identical twins.
Oh, twins. That's great. And how do the children feel about a new au pair joining the family?
Well, we've had two au pairs with Au Pair in America before, and both were excellent, so the children are used to it. They loved both experiences.
Well, that's good. So, what activities do the children like doing?
Well, Margot is very creative. She loves painting and drawing, and every Sunday morning, we do arts and crafts with her. We make models from papier-mâché or clay. It can get very messy. She also loves music. She plays the piano and is always singing.
Well, that sounds like fun. I actually play the piano too, and I love music, so I'm sure we would have fun together.
Yes, that's great. And then the boys are very athletic. They both play a lot of tennis and love going swimming on weekends.
Oh, I played tennis when I was younger too. Do they play competitively or is it just for fun?
They play competitively at our local club in matches and in tournaments. But we all go down there sometimes to have a friendly game. There's a swimming pool there too, so we go swimming together as a family as well.
Oh, I'd love to see them play. Do you go and watch their matches often?
Sometimes, yes. When we all have time, they love it when we watch and cheer them on. They all love basketball too, so there's a goal in the yard at home.
I could definitely go along and cheer for them. That sounds fun. So, do the children have their activities after school, or are they only at the weekends?
Margot has piano lessons on Thursday afternoons after school, and the boys have their tennis lesson on Monday afternoons. Most matches and tournaments are on the weekends, though.
Okay, I would be happy to take them to their activities. I've been wondering, what is a typical day like in your family during the week? What time is school for the kids?
Well, during the week, we wake up at 7:30, and the children have to be driven to school at 8:45. The school is just around the corner, so it's very convenient. They finish school at 3 and usually have a snack when they get home. Do you feel confident about driving in the US?
Yes, I have an international driving license and I've been driving for 3 years now, so I am a confident driver.
Oh, perfect.
And what happens in the evenings? What time do the children go to bed during the week? Is it different at the weekends?
Yes, during the week, Margot should be in bed by 7:30 and the boys by 8:30. On the weekends, all three of them need to be in bed by 9. But the kids are really good about sticking to their bedtime, so luckily it's not too difficult to get them into bed.
Oh, brilliant. That's good to know. Thank you. And what is a typical weekend day like in your family?
Well, Saturday is usually a very active day for all of us. In the morning, we do all the housework, and then we eat lunch all together, which we all help to make.
Oh, I love cooking. I could definitely help out with that. I cook for my family a lot at home.
Yes, that would be great. In the afternoon, we do a family activity, either playing in the park, riding bikes, playing tennis, or going swimming. Then in the evening, we eat dinner while watching a movie. On Sunday mornings, we do arts and crafts with the kids before going out for Sunday brunch.
Ah, that sounds like a lovely weekend. Are there lots of restaurants and facilities nearby?
Yes, there's a little square around the corner with restaurants and shopping. Everything you can ask for, to be honest. It's very convenient.
Oh, that's useful. I could always pop out and do the shopping for you then if you need anything. I'm happy to help you out where I can. What sort of food do you eat at home?
In general, we like to eat a lot of meat and vegetables, and the kids love pasta. They're not too picky when it comes to food.
That's lucky. I'm not a fussy eater either. I would love to introduce some French foods to you. I really like cooking and could prepare some recipes to bring over.
Oh yes, that would be great.
Well, thank you very much for your time. It's been lovely to speak to you.
No problem. If there's anything else you need to know, do not hesitate to contact me.
That's great. Thank you. I'm really looking forward to working as an au pair.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you. Have a good day. Goodbye.
You too. Bye.